This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ladies and gentlethems, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon. Today's episode goes very hard. Before we get into our special guest, I think there's a few things that we need to discuss.
There's something that I want to tell you that happened to me this last weekend that's really infuriating and frustrating and embarrassing.
I need to hear what happened to you this weekend, but also while people are just listening into this episode, we're going to Miami.
Well, we're going to Florida. We have Fort something.
Wait, no. You can't just say Fort something.
Okay, wait.
We're going to Dania Beach.
Yes, we have a lot of amazing cities coming up. Yes. Here's the thing. I got Fort Collins, Colorado, mixed up with
Florida. Which is sold out.
Which is sold out. So don't even bother Fort Collins. You sold us out. We have so many cities coming up, right? We're going on tour.
Yeah.
Half of the tickets are sold out.
That's true.
So if you want to come see us live, get on it.
Get on it.
Get on it, lesbians.
Also, this guest that we have on is from Florida.
Yeah.
So that might pique your interest. Yoo-hoo.
Huge, huge. We do have Lauren Jauregui on the podcast today, which is like...
massive.
Unbelievably massive. And also one of the best guests we've ever had on.
Yeah.
Like a real one.
Yeah. Yes.
She rocks so hard.
Yes. She is one of us.
You are going to absolutely... shit your pants.
You're gonna be shaking in your Tims.
That's what I meant to say.
You're gonna be shaking in your Tims.
This is one of the best episodes.
I do feel like it's also, it's sexy.
Here's the thing.
Is there something about a femme talking about fucking masks that's going to do it for me?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I tell them what happened when we met Lauren?
Sure.
So we see her around the corner.
Yeah.
You and I are doing our dumb gay shit.
As usual.
As we always do. Yeah. And we're in these outfits. So if you're on Patreon, Spotify, you can see our outfits that we're wearing.
A lot of cotton, wrinkles, looking mid.
Lauren shows up and is a bombshell. We already knew she's a bombshell. She showed up looking so good.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'll be right back. I gotta go get something. She walks off. You and I looked at each other and we're like, fuck.
I took a lap and I was like, why? We got to bring it more.
We have to bring it.
We have to try harder.
I have never felt.
Why are you showing cleavage?
Why don't
you show your cleavage?
I don't have any.
And the truth comes out.
If I had boobs
like
that.
You're telling me you don't have cleavage?
What I would have to do to have boobs like that is insane.
Do it. At least you can.
You should show cleave while you still have them.
Oh, you bitch.
Anyways, we both spiraled for about a minute while she was doing something else, and we were like, we look like garbage.
Here's the thing. Lauren Jauregui, if you don't know, is, of course you do know,
you know
Fifth Harmony royalty.
Yeah.
She is the...
She's pop royalty.
She's an incredibly talented singer and gay as fuck.
So gay. So gay, so hot. I mean, her talent alone is like...
Yeah.
Blew my shorts off.
There's every once in a while we'll get a guest on where Ken and I go, good God.
Good God.
Good God. And this is one of those episodes. We're going to break it into two parts.
Yeah.
And Mackenzie and I are immediately after we stop recording here going to go buy ourselves better clothes.
I'm like, why did we have to wear cotton today?
All I have is cotton.
I'm humiliated.
As am I.
I've never been that insecure around a guest.
No, it was so fun. She's good energy. She's really good vibes. Amazing. Okay, but before we get into that, tell me what happened over the weekend that you're humiliated about.
I was talking with my stepmom.
Great. I know her. I love her. She loves me. Shout out. Have we said her name?
Probably. Who cares? So anyways, I'm talking to my stepmom and we are in a very serious conversation.
Okay.
I'm talking serious.
Okay.
And I said,
I'm scared for you already.
I'm talking to her.
Yeah.
My stepmother. And I say something like, he's going to eat you out.
No.
Who? In a way, I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh. And what I think I meant to say was, what is another phrase of like, eat you out?
I know what you mean. There's something, and I want you to know that like, when you're telling me the story, I have my youth pastor.
Yeah.
So the woman who took me through communion.
Yeah.
Literally, and my confirmation.
Eat you up. I'm sorry. I think that's what I meant.
Eat you up is what you meant to say.
I meant to
say. Like, oh, he's going to eat you up.
He's going to eat you. I think that we were talking about like clothing. Yeah. Sorry to divert again. But it was, I think I meant to say eat you up. I said eat you out. Then I blew right through it.
Yeah. How could you recover?
You can't recover because then we both stared at each other. And I'm like, it sucks because I'm gay. So like whenever I say the phrase eat you out.
Well, not always, and at work, we're always talking about. I feel like, okay,
this happened to you.
This happened to me. To also, same thing, older woman. Like, older, familial
I'm like, this is my woman. Stepmom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, person, like, you know what I mean? Somebody who you absolutely don't want to be talking about.
But I wasn't even taught. That's what makes me so mad. It flies
out.
It flew out, and I was like, do you ever say something, and you're like, no.
All the time. That's the world that I live in. That's my reality, Ken.
What did you, and did you say?
I said, because this I remember happening and I went, like, it's almost like, do you ever have those awkward moments where, like, I've had it where I accidentally will kiss somebody on the lips. Oh. You know, when you're like.
No, I've never accidentally kissed somebody on the
lips. Are you serious?
No.
Dude.
I've never done that. But I have, because the Italians do the fake air kissing.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we weren't supposed to be real kissing and I have kissed cheeks that I wasn't supposed to. It was like an air thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm lips to your cheek.
You got to be careful. I said to my youth pastor,
okay,
because she was hosting a like luncheon for my rugby team.
Okay,
super nice. Mm-hmm. And I think I was trying to say the phrase like, they'll like, isn't there a phrase that's like they'll eat you out of house and home?
I don't know, but it seems too close. It's so, to,
I
eat
said
you out.
To my youth pastor, my whole rugby team's going to eat you out. I wanted to just die. I said my, because the context too, because it's like, if somebody's going to eat,
it's that rugby team
is going to eat you out.
It sucks so hard to say something so horrific.
To somebody like so like maternal to you.
I know, and that's the thing is like, this was my stepmom. Like, she has been a mom to me forever.
Yeah.
So to say something like, and also, he's going to eat you out.
Is
that
he?
Sucks.
And he's not.
And he's not.
I feel like it sucks because like, we have muscle memory.
Yeah.
Whenever I say eat, my brain, mouth, and heart want to go, you out.
Dude, it sucks so unbelievably bad.
I literally hate that.
Yeah. Okay, I have another thing I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was hanging out with my wife this weekend.
I love that.
And yeah, I love my wife. And we were talking about getting pregnant in the future.
Oh, my God.
Which, well, I mean, it's going to happen eventually.
Of course.
We're married now.
I just got so scared.
Why? About a baby?
I just thought about, I feel, you know, when you're raised a woman, everyone's like the worst. It's so scary to become pregnant.
Yeah.
Right. Well, but then you grow up and that's what you want to happen.
Yeah. When you want it to happen. Awesome.
Right.
So we're talking about, you know, because we can plan very specifically when this happens.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Gay family planning is a science.
Yes.
And you're not out here having a whoopsie.
Never gonna have a whoopsie.
Right.
So we're planning and we were talking about like what month we would want to start having a baby, because we were like, how fun is it that because we're gay, we can plan for a specific zodiac sign. Is that crazy?
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Is it?
Yes.
That is the gayest. Can I tell you which ones?
Of course. What are you hoping for zodiac-wise for your baby?
I'm hoping for another Cancer because I do love Cancers.
Yeah.
You know, you're a Cancer.
You love me.
My stepmom's a Cancer. Like, a lot of women in my life are Cancers, and I love that.
Yeah.
I love a Cancer woman.
Of course.
And so I told my wife that, and she said, She was like, I can't deal with another cancer in my life. She was like, you are too emotional. She was like, I can't deal with another emotional person like you.
Why would she say that to the most sensitive person in the room?
Well, I immediately started crying, obviously. Of course. I was bawling my eyes out.
You don't love me?
Fuck you, fuck you. And then she was like, what about a Capricorn? Because she's a Capricorn. And I said, I cannot actually afford another Capricorn. So I was like, hell no, it's not going to be a Capricorn.
No.
But we did land on a Cancer.
I love Cancer. I love Leo. I love Scorpio. Sorry. Yeah. Shocked.
No one shocked. You're a water sign, so that's going to.
Oh, really?
But so we, and she was like, I don't want to be pregnant in the latter half of summer. So we, Virgo's out. So we're sticking with, it's going to be a Cancer Leo baby.
I think that this is the most queer-coded thing I've ever heard in my life. Is ever. That you and your wife are family planning based on the zodiac sign that you want. You should try to figure out the time of day is now we're really talking.
Yeah, because we're only going with the whatever the major one is. So right. If we could figure out like the exact where the stars are really aligned.
Yes.
I mean, if we could get, you know, whether the fifth house, and please. Also
if you could find out the rising.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
What zodiac sign would you want and which one would you not want?
I think I would not want, I think I want a Scorpio because Nazar is Scorpio.
Yeah.
But she's more Scorpio Sag. Mm-hmm. So maybe like I could do Sag as well. I also love a Libra.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want a Leo baby.
Yeah.
And I know that Leos are so lovable. People oftentimes think I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
But I think what I really like in my home life
is calm.
Not like the performer type. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. I fully understand
I also
that.
Fuck with Geminis.
Yeah.
I fuck with, I know there's a baby in my life that's a Gemini. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I am completely drawn into this baby.
That's what they want you.
I
that's
think
what they want.
Right?
Geminis.
They know
so,
how to.
Well, they want so badly to be perceived as cool.
Well, it's working.
And perceived as like.
I thought I was a Gemini for 29 years.
Huh.
I met a guy recently. Wait, listen to this, Kenny. I was thrifting. Hi, mm-hmm. I'm cool. I'm out there.
Buying, I love thrifting.
Buying fake leather.
Unfortunately, we, as we said, we need to stop thrifting.
I know. Need to stop thrifting.
We need to stop thrifting unless it is like leather.
I won't stop.
We need more textures.
I met. And this is, I find this interesting because this is one of those few times that I've talked to a man in the wild.
I haven't spoken to a man in like 45 years.
I was thrifting.
Yeah.
This man what was happened? Super into me.
Okay. Sexually or
no.
like just emotionally?
I don't know what it was. He must have been, maybe he was queer. Him and I were like vibing.
Maybe you knew him in a past life.
He goes, can I get your email for this like the... This was like a very small thrift store. And he was like, I'll put your name on our email list.
Okay.
I said, yes. That's rare.
That's unlike you.
I know. I'm not giving my email out to no one.
Yeah.
Because then I have to write it and they can't read it. I wrote it down. He goes, is that your birthday in your email? I go, yeah. He goes, I've never met another person with a June 22nd birthday.
He had the exact same.
He had the exact same birthday. He goes, we're the first of cancers. He's like, we're the most cancer of all the cancers.
Are you?
That's what he said. He said, because he's like, people think we're a cusp, but he's like, we're the most cancer. He pulled out this astrology book.
Stop.
About,
he has a book?
He had a book.
He had a book
it
on him.
It was miniature. It's tiny. He pulls out this book. I was like, who is this man?
He was waiting for this moment for his whole life.
He was also like the coolest man I've ever seen in my life. Like okay. Tons of rings, like yeah. Very cool jacket, like two nose piercings. You
so
know
it
what
was
mean?
You in a man form.
He was hot.
Yeah.
Well, he was a different race than me, but
okay.
The vibes were definitely yeah. there. And I feel
me
like
gripping. I love to grip these chairs.
I know.
When you tell a story, I'm like, yes.
Then what? Then I accidentally said, eat me out.
Eat me out. Eat me out.
And then eat me out. He said, what's your email? I said, eat me out.
We got to stop saying this.
No, I don't like the phrase.
Okay.
I don't like the phrase. That's it. That was it. I think I found like my twin man.
I mean, I love that for
I
you.
I found my twin man. And it's the thrift store is right between our houses.
Let's go thrifting.
Great.
Did you see that? Do you know who Elizabeth Hurley is?
If you're only listening to this podcast, please subscribe on Patreon or Spotify and Patreon so that you can see the absolute devastating look I just gave to camera. Do I know Elizabeth Hurley?
Also,
I am gay. I am a gay peak millennial. Elizabeth Hurley took me from a boy to a man.
Okay, can I be honest? Because I know on this episode with Lauren, we talked a little bit, very briefly, about like who our people were. And she was like...
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, Lucy Liu. Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley. Lucy Liu fucked me up, though.
No, I know. Especially in that leather outfit.
Yeah.
In Charlie's Angels.
And she's... Kill Bill. Did you ever watch Kill Bill?
Of course I did.
Kill Bill was like, there was a lot, but also it was so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Lucy Liu is... And still looks so fucking good.
She has like little freckles, doesn't she? Is she not the hottest person in Hollywood?
Be actually the hottest person in Hollywood, which I think is why they've tried to shut it down.
Yeah.
E True Hollywood Story. Next.
Lucy Liu is like devastatingly hot. Like if Lucy Liu were to come up to me, I would like probably cower.
Yeah. Yeah.
People would be like,
she's somebody, you know, I know for a
while.
I
need an inhaler.
Yes. You know, for a while, people were like, I want Rachel Weisz to, like, hit me with her car.
Yeah.
I want Lucy Liu to throw me off the Empire State Building. I want her to do evil. You can't come back from it stuff.
I want Lucy Liu to cut my head top off with a samurai sword.
Yeah. If only.
If only. I want to be kill-billed by Lucy Liu.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. She does a lot. But also Elizabeth Hurley, I will have to say... Austin Powers.
Holy. This is also a lot of leather. I think we're in a leather phase right now.
I think we're into leather.
Well, leather was...
I don't know.
We keep being like, I hate our cotton, and we want to be railed by... Like,
somebody in leather.
Yes.
A femme in leather.
For
okay,
sure.
That's what it is.
Okay, our new band name, A Femme in Leather. That feels good to say.
Done.
A Femme in Leather.
Done.
Okay.
So Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley, full leather. Didn't her leather go down to, like, her fucking navel?
I hope. I'm going to go watch it tonight, if I'm being honest. I'm going to go home and watch some of her stuff. She's coming out with a new movie.
Shut the fuck up. In the year 2024?
Her son is directing it. And this is what I want to talk to you about. This is what I want to talk to you about. Her son is directing it. She has a very hot sex scene with a woman in it. Now,
what movie is this?
So this is what I want to ask you.
Okay.
Because I'm so excited because I found out, okay, she's... gonna be queer in this movie.
Yeah,
she's hooking up with a woman. There's a hot sex scene, and then I heard her son is directing it, and I
you went up and down,
and then I went up, and then more of like a confused. Now I'm like,
for sure he wasn't directing that scene. There has to be an intimacy coordinator that was like, let me take it from here.
I'm hoping
buddy.
So, but I'm like, what are your thoughts on everything I've just said? Because
I'm
like
scared. Okay, well first I'm like, I can't believe that like I feel like it's such an insane time to be queer right now.
Yes.
Especially if you're a lesbian or sapphic at all.
Agreed.
Like things right now in media, like it feels like such an insane time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is what I'm mad about. The only thing I'm upset about is I'm sick of men directing lesbian lovemaking scenes.
For sure.
And I don't care if you're a gay guy or whatever it is. I'm sick of that because I recently saw a movie that was directed by a man that is a lesbian movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Our Driveaway Dolls review is coming up later.
I don't know if that's what I was talking about. Who knows if that's what I was talking about. We'll talk about that in another episode. I was so excited to see Elizabeth Hurley with a woman. I feel like I've been manifesting and begging for that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see that her son directed it, I'm scared that it's going to be bad.
I'm just so, I think I have to, for the sake of my own happiness, I have to pretend that I don't know that her son directed the movie because having an Elizabeth Hurley sex scene with another woman is something that I've thought of. Do you know how ever, Kenny, go with me here.
Yeah, I'm already there.
Kenny, you know how, like, sometimes you think about, like, sexy things in general, and you're like, that's fun. You think about, like, you know, like, women that you know, you think about, like, whatever. And then, like, some celebrities, like, I actually don't think about, and then some celebrities, I, like,
really
paint a picture.
Yes.
Like Elizabeth, because at that time, I'm like, that time in my life, that's all I had was like really picturing Elizabeth Hurley, like trying to get information out of me because I'm also very like Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yes.
I'm very like, groovy, baby. Well, you know what I mean? I'm very Austin Powers.
I still feel Austin Powers coded. Like, I'll walk into a store and I'll be like, this is, people, you know, like if I go into Victoria's Secret, Sephora,
yeah,
whatever.
Done.
People will come up to me and be like, can I help you, ma'am? And I'm like, I'm just getting my wife something. Like, I feel very, like a goofy man.
No, the parallels between who we are and Austin Powers.
I'm always just peeing for way too long also.
Same.
As if I've been in hibernation for 50 years.
I feel like I'm also like, the way that he is sexually,
yeah,
is who I am sexually.
Do I make you feel randy?
Do I? Do I, baby? Like, he's...
I'm also just asking.
Do you smoke after sex? I don't know. I never checked. I mean, if that ain't two dykes and a mic. Like, we are
always
Austin
looking,
Powers.
We're looking for Ivana Humpalots.
Ivana Humpalot, please. I think that, like, Austin Powers, because he's, like, a silly man doing ridiculous things. Yeah. And then there's just, like, these beautiful women being like, LOL.
I guess I'll fuck you.
That's us, dude.
It is us. I cannot wait for this movie to come out because I feel like I have been begging for a long time.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hurley does feel queer to me.
I know.
There's something about
Why do you think I pictured her so much?
There's something about a woman with a raspy voice. Mm-hmm. That
wait,
is
I have a question
queer.
For you.
Yeah.
You know there's certain celebrities that you know are hot and then there's certain ones that just like really resonate with you and you really picture them. Who is that for you?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
And Rachel Weisz.
Yes.
And Angela Bassett.
Yes.
It's all the ones, we talk about them endlessly all the
time. Those are the ones that when we were really like, that felt like it was for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are yours?
I think like the ones too where there are evil, like something about a woman who is the villain, mm-hmm. who like any type of movie where a woman uses her feminine wiles.
Yeah. Charlie's Angels.
To get information, I think for me is where I was like, mm-hmm. oh my God. God.
Also, Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Felt.
Monster.
Yeah. Not even monster. Everything else.
All of them.
Monster felt straight.
Dude, I keep running past that piano store on our block looking for Charlize.
She's there. Charlize is out here looking for us.
And we're looking for her. Wow.
We have an amazing episode for you guys today. What can I say? She was the best guest we've ever had on.
This episode is so fun. It's really nice when we have the moments where I do feel like we're all just like at a gay sleepover, just gossing. And this episode really does that. She's super talented. She's hysterical. Enjoy this episode with Lauren Jauregui. Holy shit, y'all. We're here with Lauren Jauregui. Thank you so much for being on Two Dykes and a Mic. This is a huge moment for us as a podcast.
Gigantic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're huge Lauren heads.
I don't know if you can see this little logo
of me and my best friend.
We actually was inspired by the Work From Home music video.
Appropriate. You guys killed it, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah. The Tims, I love it.
Thank you for noticing the Tims.
Of course, that's the most important part.
That's
the
queer culture.
Matching Tims.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know that video is kind of queer culture without it being queer culture.
Not at all, but yes. You
but
know?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
men are giving like a queerness.
Yes.
They're giving Chippendales.
Something
giving
about
gay.
Like a very sweaty, kind of like perfectly chiseled man still
it gives
always
gay.
Feels gay to me.
It gives gay.
It does give gay.
I know it's supposed to give straight, but it gives gay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No matter
I think
what.
The dad bods give more hetero to me, you know?
Always. Always. Yes. King of Queens.
No, straight girls love like an ugly man. You know what I mean?
A slightly ugly man.
Yes.
Yes.
They like a guy that like in the queer world.
They're like, there's
like,
no way anybody's gonna take this man.
Yeah.
Wait, no one can true. Have
and
a man.
And a beautiful
Nobody
man.
Wants him, baby.
That's queer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it's tough out there.
It is
for
what
me.
It is.
Okay, you just came out with a hot new song.
Yes. Did you hear it?
Of course. We've been blasting it.
It's very gay.
I'm shocked you didn't come in with us blasting it. It is so gay.
It's so gay.
Because it's female pronouns.
Yes, it is.
And it's sexy.
Thank you.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I actually wrote it like in 2018. yeah, but it's so if you listen to the lyrics, there's kind of, I grew up Catholic. Mm-hmm. And obviously,
we did too.
They tell us that we're going into the pits of hell for being any kind of queer.
Yep.
So yeah, the whole song is like using religious symbols as allusions. Listen back to it now
oh
that you know
oh my
that.
God.
Yeah.
Didn't even notice that.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the second verse.
Holy shit.
I literally talk about the Holy Spirit and like like the spirit invoking me as I worship her where she lays. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Rachel, calm down.
I gotta go.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, it's a very horny song.
It is a very horny song. Yeah. I like women. I don't know.
We've been banging on this show for like queer, like sexy songs. Because I feel like there's huge like void of it. Like, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
Yeah, we need it. I was like just so overwhelmed by how sexy it was to hear a woman talk about another woman like that in a song.
Also, religion is like so repressed, but it's so like Christianity is so horny.
You know?
Like, it's so like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
You're in a youth group and we're all not supposed to fuck each other. Like, this is all so horny.
I mean, I've talked about this endlessly on the pod. Yeah. I went to an all-girls Catholic high school.
All-girl private Catholic school.
Are you serious?
Yes, baby.
Okay, and everyone's gay. Everyone literally, is gay.
If it's not overt, it's subtle as hell.
Yes.
And there's these weird, like, codependent friendships that you're like, I think you like each other.
Yeah.
Even if you don't kiss, you guys like each other.
No, you're like, I dated you for 4 years.
Dead ass. My first girlfriend, LOL. My first girlfriend, her and I met when we were 11 at the private Catholic all-girls school. And we would like hook up at the school. But it was always like, we were super DL. Like, yeah. We did not tell anyone. Like,
well,
her and I were both dating men at the time.
Yeah.
Like, it was never like an overt thing that we were doing. It was more so like, went to this like ridiculously beautiful, it looks like out of a, it's like a ridiculous place. But we had like these, I probably shouldn't say this, but we had these recording studios in our music room. And yeah.
Oh my God, that's just like, That's just like the first episode of The L Word. Isn't it with somebody's
Carmen?
Fucking, I think,
wasn't it?
Or the first time that Shane and Carmen have sex is in
a recording studio.
Yeah, because like,
yeah.
Wow.
That's wow. So is that when fell in love with music? Like, I am a singer now.
No, I fell in love with music when I was little, but her and I did do music together. She played piano and I would sing.
That's so cute.
And like, we did a talent show together and I did a Lady Gaga cover of Speechless and Paparazzi, like mixed together, like
that's
a medley.
Very gay of you.
And I was dressed as Lady Gaga, literally, like with a tutu and a lightning bolt and everything. So you could probably cue the photograph.
You can find it and put it up. Yes, Leo. Holy shit. Wait, you've said so many fun things that I'm like really just digesting.
Which one do I dive in on first?
I'm like, truly. It's something I think a lot of queer people either have that close friendship when you're like, we're so close. We're doing sleepovers. Like, you're closer to them than anyone else in your life. But then to also have, you're in the same school, you're making music. Something about harmonizing with somebody is deeply erotic. I don't know what that is.
It is. I mean, we weren't singing together. She would play piano and I would sing.
Just you.
But still sexy.
Making
still
music together.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
It was cute.
And I think there's like, because you guys were like, you weren't out. You were like hiding around.
Yeah, we were both very much hiding.
To come now, so you kind of started having these queer journeys that were like hidden. You're in a religious school, right? You're like fully like sneaking around under the eye of, you know,
God.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny is like, I always thought I was straight. Like, I never really thought about girls at all. Like, when I was younger, I mean, I always thought they were beautiful. Like Lucy Liu in what is it? I'm saying Destiny's Child
Charlie's
in my head.
Angels.
Charlie's Angels. Of course.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like that scene where she's like walking on the man. I was and in her dominatrix outfit. I was like
the full leather.
My pussy's tingling.
Wait.
Why?
Yeah. Wait, all of Charlie's Angels.
It's always Charlie's Angels.
It's always Charlie's Angels.
But all three of them.
All three of them were crazy. But Lucy Liu did something to me, and I was like, I want to be her.
Wait,
do I
want to
be her? Do I want to?
You want to fuck her.
But I didn't know that at the time.
Right.
I had never been exposed to queerness. Like, I come from a Latin family. Like, that was never, like, even in my visible eyesight. You know what I mean? It wasn't until I met this girl at school that she was, like, so free and, like, just kind of did whatever she wanted. And she would call me, like, after school to tell me about all her little adventures. And one of her adventures was kissing a girl. And she told me she kissed a girl. And I was like...
Were you jealous?
You can kiss a girl? I was like, I was literally just like, you can kiss girls?
Like it didn't even seem like an option in your mind yet.
At all. And then I was like, that sounds kind of hot. And then she started like
that's
flirting with me in the way of like, oh yeah, you have such pretty lips. Or like the way you talk, like I can tell you're a good kisser. Like stuff like that. And I was like,
yes.
If my
do I
want to
kiss you?
Yes.
And then when
Wait,
I got
she
drunk.
Was smooth.
She was so, no, she was stupid. She was so smooth. It was ridiculous. No, her thing also was like making everybody fall in love with her. Mm. So like all the straight girls like fall in love with her.
It's
which,
giving Leo energy.
She's not a Leo.
It's giving.
But it's giving Leo. Mm-hmm. You're right. But yeah, so when I was 15, disclaimer, don't do this. But when I was 15, I got drunk for the first time. And it was like a Halloween party of our friends. And I kissed her. I was like, in front of a couple people.
Oh my gosh.
And she was literally like, she ran away from me. And I was like, oh shit. Because we had been talking about like potentially kissing, but like we'd never actually done it. You know, it was always like an idea.
About it,
though.
Yeah. So openly.
I know.
And then she was still like, shocked?
She was shocked because I did it in front of people. Okay. Which was like, she was like, bitch, what are you doing? Yeah. I was like, ah! And then I had a guy in front of me. He goes, did you just kiss her? I was like, no. And he was like,
lie about it.
I was like, no, I didn't.
You saw something.
What are you talking about? You know? And it was just like, and yeah, and then from that point forward, we kind of started hooking up.
Oh my God.
On the down low.
And did you guys date?
Party. Did we date? Yeah. So not then.
Okay.
So we did like 2 years of, or like a few years, actually, like, of that down low thing. Uh-huh. And then she like stopped talking to me for 2 years out of the blue.
Oh
no, it
God.
Was, I went crazy. That's what I realized. Cause the whole thing was, I kind of wasn't admitting to myself that I was in love with her. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I'm sure for her that got like annoying.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We've never really fully talked about it in a healthy way, but like,
well, she'll listen to this. She'll know.
Maybe.
No, I'm not. Kidding. Did you ever talk to her?
No, we don't talk anymore. I have a lot of love for her, but no, we don't talk anymore. But yeah, so we didn't talk for 2 whole years and I went crazy.
Yeah.
Like I literally went insane. And I was like, oh bitch, this is so much more than just like a friend. Mm-hmm. Like you have to get over yourself. Like, and then when she came back, I was like, you're my girlfriend. Okay. I claimed her immediately. Probably should have had some more conversations. But I was like, you're back. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. We're together. So we were together for like 2 years. And that was like when I got outed or whatever, I was dating her at the time.
Oh wow.
You got outed?
Yes, because I hadn't like publicly come out at all, but I went to my uncle's wedding in New Orleans and there was like a photo booth and we all were taking pictures. She was with me at the wedding and we had a picture where we were kissing.
Yeah.
And then my aunt uploaded those photos onto her Facebook, not thinking that there were crazy fans who were going to find her Facebook.
Right.
And the fans found it and they found the picture of us kissing and they like posted it everywhere.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
how old were you at the time?
I was 18, 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah. And I wasn't ready, but also like, I don't know if I ever would have had a moment where I was ready. So mm-hmm. it's just like.
But to be ripped out is so traumatizing, especially when you're in the public eye. Like that's terrifying.
And technically both of us were in the public eye. So it was just
God.
It was a lot. It was definitely one of the weirdest times of my life, but it was also just like, it is what it is. I'm also gay as fuck, so here I am.
Yeah.
I mean, it is nice. Like, you didn't have to come out and make like a statement or do what a lot of people do, like the rollout.
I still made a statement. It was still kind of like, all right, since this is happening, like, let me take control of the narrative and like, you know, just come out. But it wasn't necessary. I wasn't necessarily ready, but. I was also in a full-blown queer relationship. So
it's like, you might as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I think there's something super interesting, too. You were talking earlier when you were, like, younger, based on, like, your upbringing, being in a Latin family. Like, a lot of people think of, like, queer people as always realizing their queerness and then being, like, closeted by, like, knowing it and then hiding it. Some of us, like, literally, you have no idea. Queerness is like a thing that you could do.
Right.
Like you have to first realize that like this is an actual option.
Right.
And then you go, oh my God, maybe I am. And it's like not even like on your radar yet.
That's literally it. And I always thought it was just like, at first I was like, oh, I just like kissing girls. Mm-hmm. Like I just enjoy like girls sexually.
Yeah.
And then I realized how like homophobic that was. Yeah. Like internally homophobic that was. And then I was like, wait. That like she's the one that made me realize like no, I have the capacity to full-blown fall in love with a woman.
And did really hard.
I wonder though,
baby me,
because you're kind of close to our age. You're in your like late 20s, right?
I am, yes.
Okay.
27.
Awesome. What a good age. I wonder if it's because we also grew up in a time where we didn't have like queer people in the media. It was Ellen.
Megan Fox.
Portia.
Megan Fox was who, like, gave it to me. Like, oh my God. She's the one that I was like, wait, I kind of look like you. Yep. And I like that you like girls. Yeah. She was so unapologetic about it. She was always like, yeah, I'm bisexual. Like, right. Whatever. And all of the, like, queer cult movies at the time, like
Jennifer's Black Body.
Swan, Jennifer's Body. Like, oh my God, all of those things, I think, really influenced just me, like, being like, oh, this is hot to be this. Not just, you know, because obviously growing up in an all-girl Catholic school, lesbianism or anything having to do with like girls liking each other, the girls who were out or the girls who like people knew had done that stuff were tortured.
Yeah.
Like emotionally tortured. So I just was like, I don't have the skin for that. Like,
yeah.
I'm way too sensitive for people to know this about me.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't ready to like confront being bullied like that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's
how
too. Like lesbians. When specifically I was lesbians, up, being a lesbian though, was the worst
that word,
thing you could be.
Even just that word. Yeah. Like people were like,
if
ew.
You heard it whispered, or if somebody, I remember crying because a girl called me a lesbian. Yeah. And I was like so scared.
I never got the accusation. Thank God. But like, I'm not to say that. But at the time, but like that would have destroyed me.
Yeah. Right.
It would have destroyed me because I saw it destroy my friends. Yeah. I saw it destroy people that I loved. I saw it destroy the girl that I liked. You know. Oh. So I was just like, and she didn't give a fuck. She was like, yeah, whatever.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really cool. Really cool human.
But it's hard when, like, your deepest insecurity is, like, somebody's going to know this thing that I've only ever seen in media as the worst thing.
As the worst
thing. In my religion, it's the worst thing. In my town, it's the worst thing. Like, I was also in a bunch of, like, sports, and I'm like, something about, like,
I played softball.
You know, of course I was playing softball.
Me
Wait,
too.
You too?
Yes.
Come on, what position were you?
Center field.
You were in the outfield?
Yes, I was. Oh, I had an arm on me.
Wow. An alto in the outfield?
An alto in the outfield. That's an album.
That's for sure right there. Oh, my
Cut
God.
It right now.
That's a hot album, too.
Yeah.
I'm picturing it. Cut off sleeves.
Yeah.
Don't.
High socks.
Done.
Juicy ass.
Hot. That's okay. The thing. Also, like, all of the girls on my team were all so pretty. And so we would show up with like bows in our hair and like these cute little outfits.
Oh my, gosh.
Oh my God. No.
It was like no one looked like a dyke at all. Yeah. But like I'm sure many of us.
That's what I played
it.
Rugby in college specifically to find. I was like, I'm out now. I had a similar experience where I was like closeted. No one knew it. I was with this girl for 2 years in high school. Yeah. Went to college. I was like, now is my time. I joined a rugby team. Everyone on the rugby team was like,
now's
hot
my time
and straight.
I'm doing rugby.
No, I know. I was like, this is my moment.
I feel like lacrosse
and they were
rugby.
All straight.
They were all straight and they were all like so beautiful. And I was like, what am I doing here? And then they all came out later.
I was like, come on.
They all came out later. But I was like, I guess I was a little ahead of my time.
You were.
It happens.
You were. What was the first, do you remember the first song that you
sang
live?
Oh.
That you sang about a
yes,
woman.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay. It was Special Affair by Sid.
Ooh.
From by the internet. But Sid is the one singing it. And she's singing about a woman.
And you sang it live.
And I sang the shit out of that. No, that's the only cover that I did online for a long ass time.
Oh, I
just
love that. Okay.
Yeah, but that was after I had already come out. But yeah, I didn't switch pronouns. I was like, wow, I'm a girls can sing about girls.
Yes.
Like, that was the first time that I had heard a girl sing about a girl.
Oh okay.
In a hot way.
Yeah.
Because that song is so sexy. Special Affair. Have you guys heard that song?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, any gays, I'm sure.
All gays know.
All the gays know that
we
song.
All know that one. But I was watching the live performance of Strangers that you did, and I was like, now that's a hot song.
That was a good one.
And you fucking crushed it.
Thank you.
But I didn't know if that had been the first one that you had ever done live singing about a woman.
I think live, yeah, that was the first
really?
One. I think so, yeah. Because in the group, we didn't really do that, you know, but because I was the only queer one,
right?
As far as I know.
But, oh my God, that's crazy. That's too many.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, we can't hang out. When was the last time we hung out with that many straight people?
I don't hang out with straight women, and like we tour a lot.
With straight
well,
women.
I don't really, and I tour with Rachel's my best friend who's queer, so I don't know how I would be able to hang out with that many straight women at once. But
I'm pretty easy on both. Yeah. I can hang out with straight people and gay people and have fun either way. But I hear you,
But like touring, I think that'd be tough on me.
Yeah. I mean, I just wasn't something I really thought about. I was also so lonely at that time anyway, so I didn't really, really looking for camaraderie in that.
It was so lonely.
I was best friends with my friend, a house guy, and he was queer as fuck. So
that's so nice.
We find each other. We had a
great time, And then my pianist, but I don't know. She kind of came into her queerness a little more later, but at the time, she thought she was super straight. I was like, baby, you're not straight.
Okay, I feel like that happens on tour with musicians specifically, because my wife toured a lot. She was like tour manager, assistant tour manager for a couple different people.
Oh yeah, you find things out on tour.
She's like, everyone came out as gay halfway through this one tour.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like,
Okay.
They are and they will and they do. Yes. And they always have since the beginning of time. And queer people make the best music. And that's just how it goes.
Yeah. Period. My current ex and I got together because we went on tour together and danced together. So, yeah.
Your current ex. Your most recent ex.
My most recent ex. God. My current ex, but also still my friend.
Yeah.
That's very queer culture.
So you're single right now.
We're besties. Yes, I'm single.
Okay. What is your type?
What's your type?
What's my type? I don't know. I don't really have a type. If you look at my repertoire, I'm pretty...
It's all over.
Yeah, I care. I really fuck with personality over everything, to be honest.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I don't really have a type. Like, if you can make me laugh and you're cool, like, and I like spending time with you, I'm a quality time.
That's the best type.
Type gal. Mm-hmm. And good kissers.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Watch out.
Okay. It's nice that you and your ex are still... like chill.
Yeah, we're really close. Actually, that can be hard. She's like one of my best friends.
That's very queer of you.
I know it's very queer of both of us, but I'm also kind of like in this space of exploring polyamory a little bit.
Yeah.
And not in like a, I don't really know what it's going to end up shaping up to look like. Mm-hmm. I just know that I'm in a space right now and at this point in my life where I'm like, I want to belong to myself. Mm-hmm, like sure. Primarily, and then I want to leave space for whoever I meet and I to create boundaries among, like, between us. Yeah. Like, whether it's like, oh, no, we're just platonic. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Or there's kind of a little vibe here. Like, we can explore that. And it won't necessarily affect if I'm exploring something with someone else, you know? Yeah. Obviously, like, I'm super communicative, so mm-hmm. I would never, like, put someone in that scenario that doesn't want to be in that scenario.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just feel very free right now, and I don't feel like this monogamous...
Yeah.
Held down energies really for me. But then also, like, I'm a U-Haul ass bitch. So the right person comes in and I'm like, forget it.
Oh,
like,
everybody
leave. Yeah. I'm getting married. Yeah.
We hear this over and over
I'm
again.
I'm such a cancer. So
people will write in. So are we.
Cancers.
We're both cancers. Yes. Yeah. Cute.
Wait, your birthday is like right between ours.
June 27th?
She's 28. I'm 22.
Oh my God, how cute.
We all cry.
We all start bursting into tears.
All of us start sobbing.
Like, I love you so much.
That's cute. Wow. Yeah, I feel like a lot of queer people will say that to us specifically. They'll be like, I can't wait to be in my slut era. Or like, I want to like sleep around. I want to meet different people. I want to
like,
be
I'm
with...
dating a lot of people. I'm like opening up and seeing. And then 1 week later, they're like, I'm engaged.
It's like immediate.
Yeah.
You never know.
I also know, like, I don't feel like I'm in a hookup space. Like, I don't necessarily want to like... I'm not in a space of wanting to fuck random people at all.
Yeah.
Like, literally at all. I have to develop, like, an actual... I think I might be demisexual. Like, because I went through the phase of trying to just sleep with people, and I hated it.
It's
like,
never...
I hated it. I just... good. I don't... In order for me to really be turned on and really enjoy sex, like, I need to know that you care about me as a human being.
Yeah.
I can't be transactional for you. I can't be like, oh, I'm hooked up with this bitch. Like, I don't... I felt it, and whether that because I'm bisexual, so or queer, whatever. I don't really care what you are. I love you if I love you.
Yeah.
But I was hooking up with a lot of men too at that time, and I just felt so used and so gross. But I also felt that way when I was sleeping with girls. So I was like, really? I think this is a not gender specific thing. I think this is a cultural thing where people just aren't connecting soul wise before they go into their bodies. And like I
could
realized
be an age thing also
maybe.
How what's the oldest you've ever dated?
I dated probably my ex, 36.
36 isn't old at all. Gosh.
No.
I'm like, we've talked about this before. We're a MILF podcast.
Yeah.
And we're also a GILF podcast.
Late 20 GILF podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
absolutely. I'm like, I would go, I think, honestly, 60.
Yeah, that's girl. Hot.
I think if you're Mariska Hargitay, yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be ageist or nothing. Like, I, who would I fuck if I was to fuck an older person?
There's some like mommies out there.
Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
In 2.5 seconds.
And let me
she's very straight, but like, ooh.
And I'm gonna look up the
what
age.
What a
real
woman!
Quick.
In 2.5.
Selma, wait.
It would be over.
If she ever even indicated.
Yeah.
That's my mother.
I have all right, Leah, look up how old Selma Hayek is. Because I can't. We have no
It's giving like service. Probably late 50s at
late 50s,
point.
But you said 60 was too old.
You're right, I did. I lied.
Yeah.
But that's why I contemplated. I was like, do I really mean this?
Yeah.
And I came up with somebody, so.
Middle-aged actresses and singers, hot.
Hot.
Fire.
Hot. Yeah. There's I feel like, yeah, things. There is, I think this is a time that we're in right now where people are, like, not, they're more casual when they're hooking up.
100%.
It's the time.
Yeah.
I'm not a casual hookup girl.
No, we're cancers.
Yeah, no. If you want to hook up with me, you're going to be my little sweetheart, and we're going to fuck multiple times. We're going to have dates.
I'm going to buy you something nice.
You're going to get flowers. I need to get flowers. Yeah. Like, don't play with me. But, yeah, I'm not a casual hookup gal at all.
Even when I was trying to be casual, I was, like, fully whining and dining.
This is what I'm saying. Like, why am I lying to myself? Like, I'm not a casual
girl.
But
to me, that's still casual. I can wine and dine you and it still be casual.
Nice.
Like, I'll bring flowers and that doesn't mean...
That's not casual to a lot of people.
I feel like that's just maybe...
Ken's fully love bombing and being like, I don't know what the problem is. I proposed to her. We moved in together. Just relax.
Relax. Chill.
Chill.
All right.
We're going to do a Bumble Fumble, but I just wanted to say I really appreciate that you took your, like, personal queer experience with, like, the way that you were raised, the feelings that you had, and made it into this song that, like, is so sexy. And it, like, I love when queer people make music like that and not enough people are. So thanks for fucking doing that.
Anytime.
I'm obsessed.
I mean, that's what I do.
Wait, do you have an album coming out soon?
I do. I do have an album coming out soon. I'm still working on it, so I'm not exactly sure when it's going to come out.
Okay.
Because I've been talking about it like it's coming out this year, but the way that rollouts go, I'm not sure. But I am very much working on it. I have like two projects that I'm working on right now.
Two?
Actually. Yeah, because like when I'm in the studio, I don't have like a specific... It's like two different sounds that come out of me.
Okay.
But they don't... I don't know. They might end up on the same album, but they might end up two different albums. I'm still kind of like working through the creative process of it all.
Well, we're loving what you're putting out.
Thank you.
We're obsessed.
Thank you.
And when they come out, you can just come back on and we can
promote
just
it.
Just do this all over again.
Yeah. Done.
Great.
Done.
All right. We have a Bumble Fumble that headed our way.
And also, if you have a Bumble Fumble you'd like to share, let us
know.
What's
a Bumble Fumble?
It's like a bad sex story, weird like dating fumbles. Like it started because Bumble, the app.
Right.
And I just had like a streak of 10 to 15, every time I went on a date, something horrific happened.
Wow.
So, like, nosebleed middle of the date, bit my tongue, bled everywhere. Horrible
yikes,
stuff.
Bro.
I don't even want, I thought, honestly, I was like, a witch cursed me. I was like, probably. I dated a witch, she didn't like me, she cursed me.
Wait, that's a lesbian thing, too.
No, yes, it is.
I for sure was
very much a lesbian.
You have to be careful.
You date the wrong witch.
No, yeah. I know. I think I know which
I have
one it is.
Definitely one of those stories.
Okay, good.
Great. Not that I can share, though.
Okay, fair. If you have one that you want to share, we'll read this one and then you can.
Yeah, I don't know if I've had terrible dates.
Really?
I know. I don't go on a lot of dates. I'm like famous, so people don't ask me out on dates.
Damn.
Why?
I feel like they would then.
They don't. Apparently, I'm very intimidating, according to everyone.
I mean,
so.
I don't know, but you
men,
said.
Men and women alike.
I mean, fair.
It is interesting. Like,
I'm such a teddy bear, though.
You
so
are.
So nice. Like, I know I'm hot, but I'm nice.
I know I'm
so
hot.
Fucking real. I was worried. I was like, I wonder how Lauren's going to be. You never know. And then you sit down and you're like, anyways, my shirt almost popped out. My shirt came off in the car today. And I was like, oh, this is a sweetie.
This is a snap, y'all, holding this together, by the
we
way.
Are
just so the
so
public knows.
Scared.
That this is
my moment.
Yeah.
At any moment, I do the wrong. That's why I'm sitting here like this. Like, you see me? I'm like,
do not move.
Hands placed on knee, not doing too many subtle movements.
Like,
it would be a show.
Do
if
not,
you throw your shoulders
know.
Back
I'm not
in laughter,
it. I'm not doing it.
Don't make
it's
her laugh.
It's going to be bad.
That's what happened to me in the car.
Oh, you were laughing in the
car. I started laughing and the shit popped. And I was like,
oh my God.
I'm going to need to figure out how to not do that because I know we're sitting down on this podcast.
Wait, why are you laughing in the car?
I don't know. I'd be laughing about shit.
That's so funny.
I was probably looking at something on my phone. I don't know.
Some guy in his car was like, you guys won't believe what I saw today on the 405.
Yeah, I was also talking to, you know, Snow the Product?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to her right, like, on my way here. Mm-hmm. So
she was being funny.
Yeah. You laugh. All right.
Okay, we have a Bumble Fumble. Rachel's going to read it.
No laughing too hard.
Rachel has reading
I'm working
issues.
On reading. Okay, it's stressful to read.
It is stressful.
It's the morning after my second date with a woman that I really like.
Hot.
We went to a comedy show.
Bad.
Weird date idea.
Why?
Well.
We love laughing.
Okay, cute. That's cute.
That's
I
very
think we do comedy. We're like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, we went
As
to a
non-comic.
Comedy show.
I love a comedy show.
When it was over, I asked what was next, and she said she was going to go home and asked if I wanted to come. This is great.
Sexy.
It was late, but I didn't want the night to just end, so I said yes. I figured we could make the trek home with her, and so we could hang a little bit longer, and then I would head back to my home by myself after.
Why is she saying it like this?
Right? Like, that's such an interesting narration.
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to hang out with this person or not?
Whenever we read these, I'm like, so where's the fumble? Because they're like, something bad happened. So I'm like, where did this go wrong?
Where did it go wrong?
A good date, good comedy show. She invited you over to her house. This is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When we got to her house, she showed me around. She says that she's not sure what time I was going to head home in the morning. Oh, wait. I said, I'm not sure what time I'm going to head home in the morning, but she has to pick up her daughter. So I said, don't worry about it. I'm just going to go home tonight. Okay. Oh, wait, sorry.
She says something about not being able to, or like, I have to pick up my daughter and my dog or whatever.
Yeah.
So you have to head out.
So she's at like,
a certain time. She's already trying to set up the exit.
Yeah. This writer is like, I'm going to go home tonight anyways. Even though the girl who brought her home was like, you can leave in the morning. She's like, don't worry, I'm leaving tonight.
Right.
Which is, okay. I said, don't worry, I'm going to go home tonight. She said she thought I was coming over to sleep over. I'm thinking, if you wanted to go right to sleep, why did you invite me over?
What?
I explained that I need medication to sleep for my nerve pain, and it would be really nice to stay the night, but I'd love to plan for that next time. And this felt really... this disconnect felt really awkward. I felt like I should note that this is both our second time dating women, and we are late bloomers, and we came out around the same time.
Okay.
We're both femmes, and we've been at a standoff, neither of us making the first move. We haven't even kissed yet, and she wants me to sleep over? I don't know. It felt weird. But outside of that, the dates have been perfect. My question is, what do I do and how do I make the first move? So this is a bumble fumble and a bit of an ask a dyke as well.
Okay. Wait, so what was the conclusion, though? Did she sleep over or
not? It sounds like she went home that night.
She went home that night.
But was confused as to why the person wanted to have a sleepover. And I'm wondering if she thought sleepover meant like we are just sleeping.
I mean, it probably did. Low key, right? Because they hadn't even kissed yet.
I think.
I don't know.
You're right, but all of it was supposed to happen there at the second date.
Yeah.
I think this person is throwing you
a bone.
Yes. Fully being like, we went on a date.
Come to my house.
Why don't you come over? That's a sex invite.
It is.
At the end of the date, she wants you to rail her.
Yes.
She's like, come over. Fuck me. My bed's right here. And you're like, what about my, I'm busy. I don't want to.
I have nerve damage. What do you mean?
Lauren! She's like, I'm not ready.
I'm gonna need to plan for this.
I don't have my backpack. I don't have my pills.
You didn't even tell me about this. I need my meds.
This is so funny because like I feel like there is a version of me that is this person.
I am that person as
are you guys serious?
I must be that person. I feel like if I had a specific thing that I need and I don't have that at your house and we didn't plan this. I don't know.
Who's my binky planning, you guys? I didn't shave. I'm not emotionally prepared.
See, the shaving thing also is important.
I know, but then you have to do that before you go on the date. Like, if you're going on a second
if you're planning sex, but I don't think that, I don't think the Bumble Fumbler was thinking about sex.
Yeah.
She's probably, like, still nervous.
Yeah,
I'm sure. No, you're right. She's absolutely nervous, not prepared for this, but I'm like, listen, second, third date, you
sex?
Come.
Yeah. Really, y'all?
Oh.
Yeah. I have a no first date. Never on the first date.
Honestly,
yeah.
Who the fuck am I kidding? I have fucked on the first date many times.
I love you being like, you guys, second or third?
The time that I'm in now, I wouldn't fuck on a second or third date.
Okay.
But I also haven't, I don't really date, and I don't really know how to date.
So you'd bring a backpack.
I'm a fucking U-Haul type bitch. Like, I meet you, I fall in love with you, we're making out, we have sex, now we're together for the next year and a half, you know?
Yeah.
That's really how I do shit.
I think that these two femmes, I think, are
it's always two femmes, too, that never make the move.
They're throwing these passes at each other, and both of them are batting it away and being like, what's happening here?
Yeah, well, they also, they mentioned that they're both newly queer, right? Newly aware of their queerness.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably both really used to, like, heteronormative dynamics, you know?
Totally.
So, especially because they're both femmes. So I'm sure that, like, that element is, like, a huge part of it for them. It's just, like, neither one of them knows who the guy is supposed to be. Like, who's supposed to be the lead in the situation.
Yeah.
That's so frustrating.
It is so frustrating. But also, we are the, like, pioneers of this era of, like, going beyond that, because it's our generation, I feel like, that is the most comfortable with queerness in the history of ever.
Yeah. For sure.
On the planet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like as we create queer culture, we're creating the standards of how we're going to be communicating with each other, what dynamics look like. And a lot of us are still caught up in the mask femme dynamic and dialogue, which I'm so tired of. Let me talk about it, because I see masks all the time. Like, are there any real lesbians anymore? Like, anyone who really loves, like, just women? And it's just like,
the fuck? Just straight up biphobic.
But also, I understand, because they have an insecurity. They have a fear that
of being rejected,
of being of no, of being of a man swooping in and taking your girl. You know what I mean? Like it's like this. I feel like a lot of masks identify with being masculine, you know what I mean? And what that means, theoretically, you know? But obviously, they're women.
Yeah.
The majority of the time. Some of them are trans, some of them are whatever, you know? Yeah. But, like, majority of these people who think this way are women who are trying to, like, play the role of a masculine.
Yeah.
You know? And so there's this insecurity stuck inside of them of, like, I'm not man enough because I'm not actually a man. Well, so if I date a queer girl and she likes men and women, if I'm not, like, owning up to being both, really embodying both, then I could potentially lose her to a man, you know?
I think, too, that we all know, I'm so sure all of us in this room know a ton of really toxic, like, masculine people.
A lot of toxic that
they,
masculine
I think a lot of young masculine people and a lot of like immature people in our own community.
Absolutely.
They take the and not
the
everyone,
role of a
they,
dude.
They take the worst their parts dad. Of heterosexuality and they go, that's gonna be how I can move in a way that like makes me feel comfortable. And it's like they're taking all the worst parts of toxic masculinity and they're getting themselves a cool haircut and they're like, I'm
and
gonna
a cute little outfit, leather jacket.
I think it also comes from a place of like when you're marginalized for being like a masculine person, you're butch, you're a dyke, and people
commit.
Yeah, and I get it, and I think like it can be really hard to kind of go through the things that when you're becoming your own queer adult and being like, what do I want to hold on to in masculinity? And what can I actually grow and leave at the fucking door and start my own queer culture that is healthy, that doesn't have to do these lines? But, like, it takes a long time to kind of unwind that, especially when you've been marginalized for being masked for so long.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it is really, like, I mean, how many... Well, I think also a lot of masked people, a lot of butches, a lot of dykes are out there who have had a lot of straight girls... fuck them and be like, I don't want anything other
more
than sex.
That, which is super valid as well.
And
very
that's
valid experience.
Rough. It's a rough thing to kind of like deal with, but I think it's like we are now at a time where it's like we are so much past. I'm the guy and you're the girl. We're gay.
We're both girls. Potentially. Yeah. You know?
We're queer. We're all queer.
We're all queer.
You don't have to just copy and paste heterosexuality. It's
you
like,
can define it for yourself. And also a lot of masks, I feel like the older generation of masks, like there was certain rules and identity markers, you know what I mean, that helped them in coming out and creating community for themselves and being able to identify each other and like relate to one another, which I think is super valid. I think that we're evolving past that stage where it's like, yes, you might be masked, but like you're a lot of y'all are still like women who want to be treated like women. A lot of y'all want to be romanced. A lot of y'all want flowers too.
Yes.
A lot of y'all want to have those kinds of things that you would normally theoretically reserve for a femme to experience. But like there's this insecurity that like they feel like they don't deserve it, or like they or that it's not part of their role in the situation, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just about getting more comfortable with who you really are and what your actual needs are, and like how you can best communicate that to your partner, whoever that may be, whether it's femme, mask, whatever, you know?
Yeah, I think like when we're getting closer to a place where people can be way more dynamic, or their aesthetic doesn't need to be a defining factor of your dynamic in a relationship.
Exactly.
Where, like, you can be really more, like, I feel like I'm, I like to present masculine. Like, I'm not going to wear dresses. I don't wear makeup. But I am, like, the, I'm very, my energy is really feminine.
Yeah.
I have, like, a really bouncy kind of, like, you know what I mean? I'm, like, a, I'm like kind of, like, I think of myself as too high energy to be as, like,
cool and subdued.
You know what I mean? And, like, I think... it's so fun. Like, my favorite thing about being on the internet with queer people around is seeing how many different types of ways it is to be masculine.
Oh, TikTok
around.
Is hilarious.
It's crazy.
The queers crazy. On TikTok make me laugh.
Yeah. And I'm we all love butches, by the way. We all have our masks. We love you all.
I do. I really, I mean, shit, I've dated a lot of y'all, so yeah. I'm, but I also, I love a femme.
Yeah.
This
is why I say I don't have a type, because, like, I've actually dated a lot of STEM folks, like, who are just non-binary and just, like, kind of fluctuate and are fluid in their expression.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I guess, gravitate towards the most is, like, this androgyny.
Do you guys have any times where you have been on a date with, like, other femmes and you have this issue of, like, who's going to make the first move? Or are you guys kind of, like, more aggressive? Or you know what they're talking about?
I know exactly what they're talking about.